Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to today's high school varsity baseball game. We are at Gordon Lenning Field. Today it's going to be the Union City Indians and the Central Catholic Knights. They're playing in regional competition. Earlier today, 11 o'clock start, it was Rossville and Cowan. Rossville got the win 11-1. And we'll mention the winner of this game will play Rossville this evening right here at Central Catholic High School. That game will start at 7:30 p.m. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're having an umpires meeting right there at home plate. Umpires, both coaches right there. That's Jason Dower for Union City and Tim Bordenay for Central Catholic. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall and ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. They're mentioning the starting lineups right here on the diamond. We'll talk about each school. We'll let you know at Union City High School, that's home of the Indians, they have a school enrollment of 269. Class 1A, they came out of sectional 56. That sectional happened at Seton Catholic High School. We're missing Union City right now. They're working back-to-back sectional champs. In their sectional, Blue River Valley, Cambridge City Lincoln, Randolph Southern, Seton Catholic, Tri High School, Union City High School. We're missing the Union City principal. At the high school is Jason Loomis. We'll mention the athletic director is Mike Thornburg. We'll remind you that Union City High School is located at 603 North Walnut Street, Union City, Indiana, 47930. That's in Randolph County. We'll mention Union City is the largest city in Randolph County. You can dial in at the high school at 765-964-4840. On the web, it's sports.resc.k12.in.us. On Twitter, it's at UCICOACH. We'll mention they wear the collars red, white, and blue. They perform in the Tri-Eastern Conference. There are 9 teams. They are Lincoln, Centerville, Hagerstown, Knightstown, Northeastern, Tri, Union City, Union County, and Winchester. Union City Indians are currently 18 wins, 6 losses. They finished the Tri-Eastern Conference in 6th place out of 9 with a 4-5 record. The head coach is Jason Dowler. The Knights are warming up on the infield. They're getting ready to play ball. We'll mention a little bit about the Knights. We'll mention the pitcher on the diamond, going to be Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins steps to the hill, 54 innings under his belt. He's worked in 12 games. This is number 13. This is his 12th start as a pitcher for the Knights. 227 batters he's faced. He's got a record of 8 wins, 1 loss. He's walked 15. He struck out 58. 25 of those strikeouts, he sat down looking. So let's throw the ball around the infield. We'll mention Bren Robbins doing the pitching, number 33. At the catcher's position is Ryan Schumer, number 7. First base, Justin Brady, number 32. At second base, it's Owen Munn, wears number 12. At shortstop, 24, Evan Genhart. At third base, Billy Owens wears number 15. In left field, number 27, Ben Mazur. In center field, number 14, that's Tyler Fox. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. They threw the ball down to second base. They're getting ready to be started. It's 1:30 on the wristwatch. Right on time, we'll mention the first batter to step in. Leadoff batter in today's ballgame is going to be Zach Folk. Zach Folk plays shortstop. Wears number 10 for Union City. Left-handed batter going to step in. He'll step in now. First batter here in game 2. Turning in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins working out of the windup. First pitch. Breaking pitch low for ball 1. We mentioned this. The officials working the ball game, all three games today, is Tim Wexley, Mike Armstrong, Larry Babcock, and Herb Thiel. He'll foul one back out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. Left-handed batter Zach Falk. Brent Robinson, a step behind the rubber, a step back on. Working from the windup. Here comes the third pitch to Falk. Ground ball in the infield. It's going to be a base hit up the middle. Going to roll in the center field, picked up by Tyler Fox. First batter aboard at Zach Falk. Next batter going to step in. Where's number 15? That's Jude Connor. Jude Connor going to step in, right-handed batter. Going to adjust the batting gloves, tighten those up. Working from the stretch, Brent Robbins. Out of the stretch, he'll check first base. Out of the set, here comes the first pitch. Strike right across the dish. Taken for a strike, count goes to 0-1. No balls, one strike. Zach Falk, a modest lead at first base, being held on by Justin Brady. Breaking pitch, going to be fielded by third baseman Billy Owens. No peel off at second base. They're going to get him out anyway. High school rule, if you're going into second base, you either got to peel off or slide. Neither occurred, but they get the double play anyway. They go 6-4-3. Evan Dienhart, Owen Munn, Justin Brady. Two outs on the diamond. Next batter going to step in, number 6, Camden LaFuse. Camden LaFuse. He's going to bat left-handed. He's also going to be the pitcher for Owen City. From Union City. First pitch comes in low and outside, ball one. Union City Indians, Central Catholic Knights, turning in looking at signals. Here comes the wide. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike, two outs. Working from the windup, Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch outside. Backdoor curveball, count goes 2-1. A step back in, left-handed batter, Camden LaFuse. Here comes the wind. He'll take a drive to the outfield. It's going to be right at him, and Ben Mazur. It'll be a two hits left and make the catch. Knight set Ben down in order. No runs, no hits. I take that back. One base hit up the middle. They'll leave nobody on base. Knights will bat in the bottom half of the first inning. We'll mention this IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, along with Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana, Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Zelly. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located on Main Street in Sheridan. PutMeInSports.com, along with Sign Production. And those folks are bringing this game to you. We'll mention we'll be back tonight for the 7:30 contest, regardless of who wins this ballgame. We'll be here to watch Rossville and the winner of this game in the championship game tonight in the regional. We do have a couple of scores in here in the regional. They're playing tournament ball at Lagodi today. No score there. That's New Washington and Tecumseh. Also there is Bar Reeve and Borden playing the ladder game. At Morristown, Rising Sun and Shackamack. Shackamack got the win 3-0 in their second game there today at Traders Point in Indianapolis Lutheran. That's at Morristown. Right here at Central Catholic High School, Lafayette Central Catholic. In the first game, it was Rockville 11, Cowan 1. Here in the second game, here we're in the bottom of the first inning. Knights get ready to bat. It's Union City and Lafayette Central Catholic. The final location today for regional baseball in Class 1A is South Bend, Washington. At the 11 o'clock ball game, no score in. That's South Central in Taston. No score right here. And in the second game there this afternoon, probably already begun, it's Fremont in Morgan Township. Working around the infield, we'll mention doing the pitching right here for Union City is Camden LaFuse. He wears number 6 His catcher, Corbin Richards, number 5. First base, Owen Dower, wears 14. Second base, Colin Agnanato. He wears number 1. At shortstop, Zach Bulk, number 10. Third base, Drew Connor, 15. Left field, number 2, Braden Huggins. In center field, number 4, Brendan Wright. 11, in right field, Braden Hoggett. Going to be a first swing. Going to be called a fair ball, evidently, over third base. Going to be a fair ball. It was not called by the home plate umpire. They're looking at the third base umpire. And he let it go by. Going to be a fair ball. It's going to be a double off the bat of Owen Munn, first pitch of the ball game. So Owen Munn going to get rid of that apparatus, drop that off with Coach Ryan Johnson at first base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart wears number 24, plays shortstop position, working from the stretch. Camden Lefuse, here's the pitch. He's going to put a bunt down. Third base, it's going to be a bunt base hit. Third base is playing back. That's Jude Connor. Evan Dienhart puts a perfect punt on the third base line for a base hit. He moves Owen Munn over to second base. Runners on the corners. Next batter to step in for the Knights should be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur wears 27, right-handed batter. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Working out a stretch, here's the pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. Ben Mazur looks at third base coach Tim Bourdonnais. Plenty of signals given. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Pretty good velocity right there off the right arm of Camden Lefuse. Camden Lefuse, a 1.35 ERA. He steps to the pitcher's mound today with 67 and a third innings under his belt. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch across the dish, strike called. Camden Lefuse, 7 wins, 4 losses on the season. This is his 13th appearance. This is his 5th start. He has 1 complete game. Here's the pitch. Taking off for second base, Evan Dienhart. Going to throw snap throw down to third base, Owen Munn. Dienhart looking for a pickle. No rundown opportunity there for Union City. So Dienhart at second base, Owen Munn at third base. Nobody out. 2-2 count to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Pretty good swing. He'll swing that one. Foul ball out of play. He'll protect the dish. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. He'll step back in. He'll tap the plate. Turn in looking at signals. Camden Lefuse. Here's the pitch. He'll swing on. He'll take a stroke to center field. Pretty much right at the center fielder, Brendan Wright. Tagging at third base is Owen Munn. It's going to be a sacrifice fly off the bat of Ben Mazur and an RBI. So Evan Dienhart moves over to third base on the tag up. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer in the final game last weekend jogged a couple of them. One went over the scoreboard in right field. Peering in looking at signals. Out of stretch, here's the pitch. Right across the dish, strike call. Ryan Schumer batting in the 4th spot for the Knights. Ryan Schumer, a junior class member. Hit 2 home runs a year ago. He equaled that in 1 game last weekend. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Strike called. Count goes 0-2. Ryan Schumer, a swing out of the box, he'll step back in. He only needs 1. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Lefuse. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the pitcher, Lefuse. Going to be a run down between home plate and third base. Evan Dienhart is trying to get back. He's going to be called out at third base. High hop on the infield off the bat right there of Ryan Schumer. And Lefuse skies to catch it. And Evan Dienhart was thinking about going home. Got caught in the middle. Second out here on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to jog off, put his catcher's gear on. Running out to play the runner at second base is Nathan Baps. Nathan Baps checking in the ballgame right there Nathan Batts has 12 runs scored this game or this year. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing. It's T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell doing the DHing this ball game for the Knights. He's batting in place of defensive player Billy Owens. Billy Owens playing third base, wears number 15. Here comes the second pitch to T.J. Bell, low for a ball. Umpires switch places here on the diamond after the first game. Third base umpire was at home plate last game. Peering in looking at singles out of the stretch. Camden Lafuse checks second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Pretty good control of that breaking pitch. Looks like they're going with their ace, Camden Lafuse. Camden Lafuse will be backed up by Zach Folk and Owen Dowler. Ground ball in the infield. C.J. Bell, second base, plays it. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out. Colin Aguinaldo gets the play to first base. Owen Dowler, a close play with T.J. Bell at first called out. So the Knights come up with one run here in the bottom of the first inning. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the second. Going to be Union City. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTC Sales. FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6. Saturday, they're open 9 to 4. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. A week ago, my wife's birthday on Saturday, that's last Saturday, 28th. And I'm reminded that today is my spiritual birthday. June 4th, 1989, I was baptized into Christ. Hallelujah. Stepping into bat, Union City. Pitch comes in high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. In the batter's box, Owen Dowler wears number 14. Here comes the pitch. Let's hear the kneecap strike called. One ball, one strike. Owen Dowler, right-handed batter. Here's a pitch from Robbins. Low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Owen Dowler, right-handed batter. Here comes a wind from Bryn Robbins. Swung on. Line drive to first base. Caught there by Justin Brady. One out here in the top of the second. Next batter going to step in. Center fielder wears number 4. That's Brendan Wright. Another right-handed batter. Going to use the same bat. To step in. Right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the first pitch. Pitch comes in. Ball high. Home plate umpire giving it a look right there. Thought about a strike. When that pitch is coming in, that home plate umpire is thinking strike, strike, strike until it proves itself to be a ball. It'll pop one sky high on the infield. Evan Dienhart going to call in a shortstop, make the catch. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the left fielder. Where's number 2? That's Braden Huggins. Braden Huggins batting in the 6th position for Union City. Another right-handed batter. There comes a wind from Robbins. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut right there by Huggins. Huggins playing left field for the Union City Indians. Here comes the second pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Top of the second inning, one-run ball game. Nice shot one in the bottom of the first. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Down goes one ball, two strikes. Number two, Braden Huggins. Here comes the wind. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by Evan Jeanhart. A throw across the diamond. High throw. Going to get off the glove. Going to go up against the foul screen. Going to be an E on the throw. And runner aboard is Braden Huggins.
I'm adding the catcher number five.
Corbin. Next batter going to step in. He does the catching. Where's number five? Corbin Richards. Corbin Richards, we'll mention. Union City, red, white, and blue. Their color scheme. They're wearing the jerseys, red and the blue sleeves. They got the light gray pants on. Knights going with the white uniforms. Sleeveless. They're wearing the blue sleeves out the sleeveless jersey. And the white pants. They're going with the pinstripes. They're going with the white hat and the blue socks. First pitch comes in. Ball one. Corbin Richards, the catcher. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. No tag applied by Justin Brady. Right-handed batter, right-handed catcher, number five, Corbin Richards. Here comes a 1-0. Swung on, they'll take a drive to left field. It's going to be down the line, it's going to be a fair ball. Chasing it into the corner, there is Ben Mazur, rounding third base. Going to play at the plate, going to hop in there, going to be safe. At home, no slide needed. Ties the ball game right there. It's Braden Huggins. Rounds the bases right there. Takes second, third, and safe at home. Pretty good shot right there. It's going to be a double off the bat of Corbin Richards. They'll probably run for him. We'll double check here. Two outs on the diamond. They're going to let him run. Catcher at second base. Corbin Richards got a two base hit and an RBI. We're tied at one. Working out a stretch. Here's a pitch. Foul balls right there at home plate. Just got a piece of it. Number 11, right fielder, Braden Hoggett. Braden Hoggett, H-O-G-G-A-T-T. Here's a pitch. Ground ball. It'll be left of third base. Foul ball. Fielded by Billy Owens. Count goes no balls, two strikes. Step back right here in his batter's box, Braden Hoggett. Runner at second base, one run in, tie ball game here in the top of the second. Pickoff move, no throw by Robbins. Step back in the rubber. Trent Robbins peering in looking at signals from his catcher. Ryan Schumer, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll go down on strike. Union City come up with one here in the top of the second inning. Two base hit scores Huggins after 1.5. It's a 1-1 ball game. Knights going to bat here in the bottom half of the second. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there along State Road 19 at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Getting ready to throw the ball down. Get some warm-up sauces there. Pitchers, man. Number six, Camden Lafuse. This is Corbin Richards. He's geared up. He'll take over the duty behind home plate. Working the wind up right there. Going to throw one down. Next one will go down. second base. 1-1 ball game. Winner of this game will play this evening at 7:30. That'll be the championship game for this regional. This regional in the bottom brackets right here. And they'll work from there. The winner of this regional will play the winner of the South Bend, Washington regional. They'll play for the semi-state next week at either La Porte or Kokomo. Stepping into bat, Justin Brady. Pitch jumps in, short hop, good glove right there by Corbin Richards. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Justin Brady, left-handed batter facing the righty, Camden Lesues. Short hops the glove, going to get by him this time. Count goes 2-0. Camden Lesues cannot complain. That's a nice mound. They work on that mound feverishly between games. I saw Coach Bourdonnais working it right there himself. Peering in, looking at signals out of the line. He's going to square the bunt. Pulls the bat back, ball 3. Going to get back behind Corbin Richards once again. 3 pitches in the dirt to start out the bottom of the second inning from Camden Lesues. Peering in, here comes the wind, a 3-0 pitch. Right across the plate, strike 1. Home plate was wide open. Kept those 3-1. Justin Brady knows he's got to come back with a strike. Looking for a good pitch to hit right here, Justin Brady. First batter in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch comes in, strike call. Count goes 3-2. Justin Brady batting for the Knights. Batting in the sixth position. Tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Camden Lesues, Justin Brady. Swung on, swinging a miss. They'll throw it around the horn. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 14, center fielder Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step in, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox, a junior class member. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Camden Lesues. First pitch, low for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Working right there on the diamond, Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Camden Lesues, here's the pitch. Just high, ball 2. Looking at third base, coach. Tim Bourdonnais gives a hand clap signal to Tyler Fox. 2 balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Camden Lesues, here's the wind. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Well placed. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Tyler Fox, 6'1". Here comes the pitch. Low for ball 3. Camden Lesues kind of falling off the mound left side just a little bit. Hard to duplicate pitches when that is happening. He'll peer in, look at signals. Here comes a 3-1. Ball 4. Tyler Fox going to draw down to first base. Next batter going to bat for the Knights. Number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick wears number 20. He's a right fielder. Left-handed batter. Cade Minnick looking at singles. Coach Bourdonnais. Modestly is in. Now maybe a little bit more than modest for Tyler Fox working out a stretch. Low for ball 1. Camden Lesues looking for that release point. Having a little bit of trouble right here in the bottom of the second inning. Peering in looking at singles. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in. Healthy cut by Cade Minnick. Comes up empty. 1 ball, 1 strike. Signals given. Third base coach. Bourdonnais will step back in. Cade Minnick. Tyler Fox at first base. 1 out. Bottom of the second. Take it off for second base. Swing and a miss. Ball comes in there. Ball gets loose. Head first fly. Tyler Fox is safe at second base. Full cut right there at the home plate. Count goes 1-2 to Cade Minnick. A step back in. Tap the plate. Back in the rubber is Camden Lesues. Working out a stretch. Check second base out of set. breaking pitch back door in there for a strike. He'll jog back to the dugout. Two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Bren Robbins is going to step in, trying to help himself, doing the pitching in the ball game. Runner at second base, Tyler Fox, scoring position for Bren Robbins. First pitch, outside of ball. Bren Robbins working right there. He's got a three doubles and a triple on the season. Looking for either one of those. Pitch comes in, thought about a bunt, pulled the bat back. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes, just at the plate. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Lefuse. Pitch comes in, away, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Bren Robbins. Doubtful he'll have the green light. Runner at second base, getting a crooked lead right there is Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in, strike called. 3-1 count to Robbins. Tyler Fox at second base, stepping into rubber, Camden Lefuse, Union City, Central Catholic. Pitch comes in, strike called. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count for Robbins. Purely looking at signals, Camden Lefuse. Here's the pitch, high for ball four. Bren Robbins going to jog down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Pitch batter going to step in. Going to bat second time, Owen Munn. Owen Munn batting .359 on the season. On base percentage, .464. Runners at first and second, two out. Working out the stretch, now the set, Lefuse. Pitch comes in, strike called. Owen Munn, 112 plate appearances entering this ballgame. 92 official at-bats. Swung on, ground ball. Going to go up the middle, going to be a base hit. He's going to score one. Rounding second base, Bren Robbins. He'll stop at third base. Owen Munn with a base hit up the middle and an RBI scores Tyler Fox. 2-1 ball game, bottom of the second inning. Two out, next batter to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, highest batting average on the team at .464. .554 on base percentage. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Lefuse now out of the set. He'll check the base, pitch comes in, strike called. Evan Dienhart lets one go by. He'll look at signals. Evan Dienhart, 37 base hits, leads the team. Taking off for second base and step off the back does Lefuse. They're not going to play on Owen Munn. They'll give him second base. Trying to get that pickle, trying to get the run down, trying to score that run from third base, Bren Robbins. Nothing doing for Union City. Steps back in, Evan Dienhart. No balls, one strike, out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. He's got 16 RBI on the season. He scored 25 runs. He's walked 13 times. Pitch comes in, short off the glove. Going to try to steal home. They will. Bren Robbins. Good block right here, Corbin Richards. The ball ended up in the grass area out in front of the dirt at home plate. And coming in to score from third base with no slide is Bren Robbins. 3-1 ball game. Bottom of the second inning, two out. Knights have a runner at third base. Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in low for a ball. 3-1 count to Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, as mentioned, 13 walks on the season. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. They're going to try pickoff right there. Thought about it. A step back in the rubber. Number 6, Camden Lefuse. Camden Lefuse out of set. Here comes a 3-1. Low for ball 4. Evan Dienhart going to jog down to first base. Lefuse has walked 3 batters here in the bottom of the second. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Jason Dowler going to walk out and have a conversation with his battery partner and his pitcher. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. For timeout on the diamond, they're talking it over right there. Pitcher's mound. Home plate umpire going to walk out. About the time he gets close, the meeting is going to break up. Oh, he's going to get out there. There's the breakup. Nothing needed to be said. So Knights have Evan Dienhart at first base. Tyler Fox, I believe, over there at third base, stepping into bat for the Knights. It's going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur playing left field in this early game. Here's the pitch. Take it off for second base. Evan Dienhart, he'll jog into second. No play on him. Runners at second and third base. First pitch comes in, ball one. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, rocket to third base. And right there is Chris Sabo. But he makes the catch. Not really Chris Sabo. It was Jude Connor. It looked a lot like Chris Sabo. I tell you what, the Reds are working hard, but the Reds have the worst record in MLB. We're hoping they'll get back on it. But I'm going to go to the top of the third inning. Knights come up with two runs, the bottom of the second. After two complete, Knights in front, 3-1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. Right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., on Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. The hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. Again, we'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli. That's TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut. Or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery in Deli along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat, Colin Agliano, second baseman. Where's number one? In the wine, Bryn Robbins. First pitch, cross the dish, strike called. No balls, one strike. Bryn Robbins working right there. Bryn Robbins entered this game with 54 innings under his belt. Next pitch comes in there, breaking pitch for a strike. Yet to swing the bat, Colin Agliano, no balls, two strikes. Here comes the third pitch. Just outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes. The nine-hitter, Colin Agliano, plays second base. Breaking pitch, finished high. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes a whine from Robbins. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in, Zach Folk. He'll bat for the second time. He plays shortstop. Where's number 10? Batting 375. He's participated in all games. 457 on base percentage. Left-handed batter, Zach Folk. Here comes a whine from Robbins. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Zach Folk, 92 plate appearances, entering the game, 80 official at-bats. He scored 24 runs. He's going to pop one to right field. going to land a fair ball, you know, bounce once and into the glove of Caden Minnick. Base hit off the bat. The leadoff batter, Zach Folk, gets himself aboard once again. Next batter to step in, Jude Connor. Jude Connor wears number 15, playing third base. Jude Connor going to step in. Right-handed batter. Jude Connor, 21 on the roster. First pitch comes in, a ball. Jude Connor, number 21 in my book. He's wearing number 15 in this game. He's batting 273, 374 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, away, ball two. Right-handed batter steps back in. 91 plate appearances, 77 official at-bats. Here's the pitch. Right across the dish, kneecap, strike called. Count goes 2-1. One runner aboard, Union City. Here in the top of the third inning, the foul one back to the screen. Count goes 2-2. Zach Folk, the shortstop, doing the running at first base. The one hitter in the lineup. Got himself aboard, base hit for right field. Working from the set. Bryn Roberts taking off for second base. Hit and run was on. He foul ball out in front of the screen. Third base dugout occupied by Union City Indians. Zach Folk going to jog back to first base. Right-handed batter, two balls, two strikes. One out. Top of the third inning. Pickoff move, Bryn Robbins, nonchalant. Working on his move, back safety, head first, is Folk. Step back in the rubber, Bryn Robbins, peering in, looking at signals. Looks at first base, out of stretch. Here's the pitch. Could be a hit by pitch. Time called, home plate umpire. Not a dead ball, it's just time. They move the runners. The runners at first and second base. Jude Connor at first base. Zach Folk at second base. Next batter going to step in, Camden Lefuse. Camden Lefuse, number 6, does the pitching. He's going to try to help himself right here. Left-handed batter. Lefuse batting 507. Left-handed batter's box. First pitch, high and outside for ball one. Lefuse on base percentage, 586. He got 36 hits, 23 are base hits. He has 8 doubles, 1 triple, and Lefuse leads the team with 3 home runs. Tied out on the diamond. Coach Borden, they have a conversation with his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. Number 6, Camden Lefuse. Left-handed batter waiting here on the play. Home plate umpire going to start to walk out. To break up the meeting there, the pitcher's mound. Coach Borden walk off, to tap Bryn Robbins on the backside. One ball, no strikes. Camden Lefuse, left-handed batter. As mentioned, 3 long balls for him on the season. The whole team has 4. Left-handed batter working on a stretch, Bryn Robbins. Swung on, he'll pop one to center field. Base hit, going to drop it in right there in front of Tyler Fox. Fox comes up throwing. Play at the plate, going to be safe. Ryan Schumer tried to put the tag on him. A nice slide right there by Zach Folk. And the Indians come up with their 2nd run in the ballgame. 3-2 ballgame. Top of the 3rd inning. Camden Lefuse, base hit, RBI. He's at first base right now. They have 13 on their roster. 13 rosters, so he's going to do his own base running. Just like Corbin Richards did in the first. Might have been the 2nd. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Low for ball 1. In the batter's box, number 14, Owen Dowler. Owen Dowler batting 410. 434 on base percentage. Pickoff move at 2nd base. Evan Jeanhart there to take the throw. Safe at 2nd base. Jude Connor at second base. Camden Lesueur at first base, one out. Top of the third inning, one run in. Here's the pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. Kemp goes one ball, one strike. Steps back in. Owen Dowler working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. To take a drive, it'll go to the outfield. It'll be called for by Caden Minnick. He'll make the catch. He'll tag it second base. A good throw. A bit off target, but he'll take third base. This will be a sacrifice fly off the bat of Owen Dowler. There are two out here in the top of the third. They're going to play it at second base, see if he tagged up. They're going to say he did not. So they're going to call him out at second base. Four umpire system probably did not miss that one. So we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. The Indians come up with one run. After two and a half, it's 3-2. Knights in front. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson & Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. I found out that Carter Johnson's grandpa lived there in Sheridan. He listens to Put Me in Sports. We're thankful, and Amanda, I did hear that he stopped by Target Sports and thanked them for sponsoring Knights Baseball. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. That's buy, sell, or trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask Target Sports about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. We're playing some rock and roll, getting some music here going, get some more warm-up tosses. That's Camden Lesueur, Union City Indians pitcher, getting ready to pitch in the bottom of the third inning and throw one down from the hand of Corbin Richards. Next batter getting ready to step into the Knights. Where's number seven? He does the catching. That's Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in batting 319. 473 on base percentage. 94 at-bats, 72 official at-bats. 23 hits, 15 are singles, 6 are doubles, 2 are home runs. 19 RBI. Here comes the first pitch to Schumer. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Breaking pitch from Lesueur. He'll bend down, pick up the rosin bag, back on the rubber, working from the windup. Here comes the second pitch to Schumer. Swing and a miss. Tried to check that swing at the last moment. Kemp goes one ball, one strike. Breaking pitch twice in a row to Schumer. They have done their homework on Ryan Schumer. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Kemp goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at single, double, windup. Camden Lesueur. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Tried to check his swing. I take that back. That was a 2-1 pitch. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tried to check his swing. Couldn't get it checked. Called by the home plate umpire. 2-2 count to Schumer. Working from the windup. Lesueur. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Thought about a stop right there. Coach Ryan Schumer. He'll get the baseball. Kent will say 2-2 to Schumer. Left-handed batter's box. Pretty good poised stance. Here comes a 2-2 from Lesueur. Inside and low, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. It was just a bill of a cap. He'll set back on. Looking from the windup, Lesueur and Schumer. Here comes the 3-2. Ground ball in the infield will be a base hit. Right side between first and second base. Finds its way into right field. Picked up there by Braden Hoggins. He'll jog off the diamond. He gets a base hit. He'll put his gear on. Walking out, going to do the running for Schumer once again is Nathan Batts. What is number 23? Next batter going to step in. Going to be the five hitter, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Pretty strong-looking young man. Here comes a pitch. Breaking pitch, he lets it go. Ball outside. One ball, no strike. Signals given. Third base coach, Bordenay, might have brushed him off. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, sky high, called strike. One ball, one strike. Step back in the rubber. Looking at singles, T.J. Bell. Bell steps back in. Peering in, looking at singles out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, ball two. 2-1 count. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, looking at signals. Coach Bordenay, he'll step back in. Working from the stretch, Camden Lefuse. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Be fielded by the shortstop. He'll go unassisted at second base to throw across the diamond. He'll get the double play. Well played right there, Zach Polk. He was playing right around second base. Ended up in the right spot. Stepped on second base, got the fourth out, and threw to first base to get T.J. Bell. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. 3-2 ball game. Bases are empty. Stepping in, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter's box. Brady batting 256 in that left-handed batter's box. First pitch comes in, ball high. Justin Brady, 378 on base percentage. He entered this ballgame with 99 at-bats. Here comes the 1-0. Swung on, ground ball foul, left of third base. Kemp goes 1-1. Justin Brady, 12 base hits, 8 doubles. He's got a home run, 21 RBI. He scored 19 runs himself crossing the plate. Kemp goes 1-1. Working from the windup, Lefuse. Breaking pitch, back door in their first strike. One ball, two strikes to Justin Brady. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. No signals given. Step back on the rubber, pitch from the windup once again. It comes a 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, low and away, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the third inning. Knights in front, 3-2. Winner of this game will play at 7:30 this evening. Pitch comes in. Timeout. Going to hit the batter. Hit by pitch. He'll jog to first base. Justin Brady acts like nothing happened. Tyler Fox is going to step into bat. Cade Minnick going to jog down in a hurry to get on deck. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals, Camden Lefuse. Justin Brady running for himself at first base. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Tyler Fox batting 220 on the season. He's climbing with that average. It is below the 200 mark, but you know, Put Me in Sports doesn't mention below 200 batting averages. Here comes the pitch. Strike call. Count goes 1-1. Tyler Fox, 51 plate appearances entering the ballgame, 41 official at-bats, 319 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, lets it go by. Count goes 1-2. Tyler Fox, 6 RBI. He scored 10 runs. He got 3 doubles on the season. He got one of those at Western in the crossover game. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. Knights lead one aboard. Come up with no runs in the bottom of the third. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Knights in front, 3-2. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa, listen. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're still working on the diamond right there, throwing the ball around. The toss into the dugout, the infield ball. Ryan Schumer going to throw one down. Second base. Bren Robbins going to pitch here in the top of the fourth inning. Union City Indians getting ready to step in.
Running off the top of the fourth for the Indians, the center fielder number four.
Going to be the center fielder, number four, Brendan Huggins. Excuse me, we'll check that. Brendan Wright, the center fielder. Here comes the first pitch. For a long ground ball. Shortstop, Evan Gehart fields it. Strong arm across the diamond, gets the put out with Justin Brady. One out, top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in, Braden Huggins. Braden Huggins playing left field. Where's number two? He's batting 310 on the season. These are accurate stats, 24-game stats for Union City. Right-handed batter going to step in. On base percentage, 355. Working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Ground ball in the infield again to Evan Gehart. He'll make the play. He'll throw across the diamond. They're going to call him out. They're going to call him out at first base. Huggins in disbelief. They say a tie does not go to the runner. If it's a tie, that ball is already in the webbing, is what they say in umpire school. So two outs on the diamond. Right-handed batter stepping in, Corbin Richards. Corbin Richards got himself aboard and ended up at second base. His first at-bat, he'll foul this one. Left of third base on the ground. No balls, one strike. Corbin Richards. Corbin Richards on base percentage is .299. He entered this ballgame 77 plate appearances, 63 official at-bats. Here's the 0-1. He's going to pop one skyward on the infield. It's going to be called for by Evan Gehart. It's going to drop. Evan Gehart got stunned out of it. And when you lose the ball in the sun, it's just all you can do to basically stay out of the way. It did hit the infield. It's going to be a base hit. Base hit off the bat of the catcher, Corbin Richards. Ball landed on the infield dirt near the shortstop area. Stepping in the bat, the eight hitter, Braden Hoggett. Braden Hoggett, right-handed batter, peering in looking at singles, Bren Robbins. Runner at first base is Richards. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Infield, Evan Gehart fields it, but pitch to second base to Owen Munn for the fourth out. So they leave one on base. They get one base hit in the top of the fourth. They're getting ready to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll mention this game is also in parts. Being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. A Sign Production since 1985. You can find them west of Arcadia. You can dial them up at 317-984-3765. On the cell phone, you can reach them at 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production, Arcadia. Getting some more warm-up tosses right there on the pitcher's mound. Camden Lefuse. And we'll talk about the final regular season poll. That's poll number 8. Happened on May 23rd. We'll talk about the Class 1A top 10 here between innings. 7 of the 10 in the top 10 are still active here in the regional Class 1A. So they're working right there. We'll mention Cowan High School. They are mentioned in the receiving votes. They are not in the top 10, but they are close. Cowan High School had a good season. Got to do a basketball game at Cowan High School earlier this year. I think it was before Christmas. But a pretty good ball game. I got to interview Suzanne Crump, their athletic director. She does a marvelous job as the athletic director at Cowan High School. She came up and talked with me about 5-6 minutes. If you want to go to the basketball, put me in sports page, right there on the same page as baseball. You can take a look at the Tipton-Cowan ball game. Fast forward it. You can go to halftime and listen to that interview with Suzanne Crump. Stepping in, left-handed batter for the Knights, Caden Minnick. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-2 ball game, Knights in front. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield. Going to be a base hit up the middle. Off the bat of left-handed swinging number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick gets himself aboard. Had a rough game last time out. First pitch here in the bottom of the fourth. Going to put it right back up the middle on the ground. Base hit. Next batter to step into the Knights. Where's 33? That's Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins has stepped in batting 237 on the season. 366 on base percentage. He squares the bunt. Leaves the bat out there. It's going to be a called strike. I should say he offered. Home plate umpire might have been shielded by the catcher. He had to ask first base A position umpire, and yes, he did go. Tried the bunt and step back in. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from LaFuse. He's going to step off the back. Here, start again. One way to start again, step off the back, step back in. Pitcher pretty much controls the pace of this ball game. Here comes LaFuse. Breaking pitch. Tries to put a bunt out there. Say he either left the bat out there. He's going to call it a strike. Nevertheless, count goes 0-2 to Bryn Robbins. They'll look at signals. Coach Bournet at third base to set back in. Runner at first base for the Knights. Here comes a pitch. They'll put a bunt down with 2 strikes. Third baseline, going to try to run it out. They're going to get it out at first base. Bryn Robbins going to jog off the diamond. And I saw nothing wrong with that call. Right around me, there was some disagreement. But he gets the job done. Mission accomplished. Bryn Robbins jogs back in. 1 out here. The bottom of the fourth inning. Moves the runner. A Cade Minnick now at second base. Stepping in. Owen Munn, the one-hitter for the Knights. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, outside of ball. Owen Munn, check singles. Owen Munn, 33 hits on the season. 26 singles, 6 doubles, and a home run. Pitch comes in low and away, ball 2. Owen Munn, step back in, tap the plate. At second base, it's Caden Minnick. 1 out, bottom of the fourth. Pitch comes in high for ball 2. Check that, 3 balls. 3 balls, no strikes. See if a green light's lit? Probably not. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn, steps back in, looking from the stretch. Now the set, 3-1 pitch, strike called. Home plate was wide open. Kemp goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Camden LaFue. Check second base. Foul is set. The swing away. He'll go to right field. It'll be a foul territory. Not going to catch up to it. Good effort by Braden Hoggett from the right field position. So Owen Munn going to set back in. 3-2 count. Full count to Owen Munn. Right-handed batter. Ball's live. Here we go. Working out of the set. Here's a 3-2. Ground ball. Between second and first base on the ground. Going to get into right field. Base hit. Rounding third base. is Cade Minich to score the fourth run of the ballgame for the Knights. It's an RBI single off the bat of Owen Munn to take off the batting glove to put on the sliding mitt on that raised hand. Next batter to step in, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart got a board on a base hit on the infield to step in. Peering in looking at singles. LaFuse out of the seventh, step off the back. Evan Dienhart, two-hitter for the Knights. Step back in, batting .464. .554 on base percentage. He's played in every game. Pitch comes in, strike call. No balls, one strike. Evan Dienhart, 29 games under his belt. 29 games have gone by for the Knights. This is number 30. Pickoff move, back in head first, is Owen Munn. Good pickoff play right there. Owen Dower put the tag on him. Shift behind Owen Munn, safe at first. Here comes working out a stretch. LaFuse, here comes the pitch. Get a foul one. This way, it's going to go out of play. And did try to make a play on it, couldn't make the play. No glove on his hand. All goes out of play. Count goes 0-2. Evan Dienhart. We're going to have a stretch. LaFuse. Here's the 0-2. Breaking pitch. Lower away. Pretty good eye at the plate right there. Evan Dienhart. Watching that curveball come in. Righty facing a righty. Got to pick up that rotation. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Lower away. Thought about taking off the second base. Infield shouting runner, but Owen Munn staying put at first base. Corbin Richards came up ready to throw. Count goes 2-2. Evan Dienhart, Camden LaFuse. Low for ball 3. Evan Dienhart, a lot of confidence. A lot of confidence he plays with. So it was about the first 10 ball games that confidence wasn't quite there, but it is there now. Working out a stretch, here's a 3-2. Outside, ball 4. Going to play a tag on him anyway. Second base umpire didn't realize it was ball 4. He's just playing a game. He's having fun himself. Safe at second base is Owen Munn. So they're working right there. Union City dugout might have been wondering if there was close to an interference on that throw, but ball 4 is the call. Runners at first and second base. Next batter to step in, Ben Mazur. Evan Dienhart at first, Owen Munn at second. Ben Mazur in the batter's box, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Knights in front, 4-2. Working from the stretch, now the set, LaFuse. Breaking pitch in there, just high for ball 1. Ben Mazur, 245, right-handed batter's box, 344 on base percentage. He's got 5 doubles. He also has a home run. He has the first home run of the season for the Knights. Low for ball 2. Ben Mazur, 6 RBI on the season. A step back in. 2 balls, no strikes. Camden LaFuse looking at signals, now the set. Low for a ball. Ben Mazur says stay put. And Owen Munn has to work to get back to second base. Snap throw to second from Corbin Richards. Count goes 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. Home plate probably wide open for Camden LaFuse. Ball 4, going to get by the glove of Corbin Richards. Nice runner is going to move up 90 feet. Base is loaded for the Knights. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Timeout on the diamond. Going to jog out. That's Coach Jason Dower. Jason Dower going to have conversation with his infield and Camden LaFuse. Camden LaFuse, pretty tall young man, lanky young man. See what they're going to do. This is visit number 2. Not mandatory in a high school game with the second visit. just the opposite for any other league. Going to walk out, going to break up the monotony right there. Home plate umpire. Going to have conversation right there. Pitcher's mound. Going to break up the meeting. And Coach Jason Dowler going to walk off. Still in the ballgame, Camden LaFuse. Right-handed hurler. A step back behind the rubber. Adjust the builder's cap. He gets some dirt on that right hand. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer steps in. Batting 319. On baseless innings, 473. First pitch, knee high, called strike. No balls, one strike. One out. Bases loaded for the Knights. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One out. Working from the stretch. Peering in looking at signals. Camden LaFuse now out of the set. Pitch comes in outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Bases are occupied by the Knights. They're going to pull the infield in. Lip of the grass, everybody at the lip of the grass for the Indians. Swung on to take a drive to right field. It's going to be a fair ball. It's going to get up against the fence down the right field line. One run in the score. It's going to be a double off the bat of Schumer. He's going to get two RBI and a two base hit from the four hitter for the Knights. 6-2 ball game, jogging out to take second base is Nathan Bass. The catcher is jog in. Ryan Schumer making good contact as of late for the Knights. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell batting an even 200 right here in the batter's box. 350 on base percentage. He hits a lot of balls right at the outfield. Pitch comes in. We're going to call it a strike. Breaking pitch. Count goes 0-1. T.J. Bell, 101 plate appearances entering the game. That's 80 official at-bats. Pitch comes in high for ball one off the glove of Richards. Stays right there by him. It turns it back to pitcher. LaFuse. T.J. Bell, 12 singles, 4 doubles. He got 16 RBI. He's got runners in scoring position. Ball outside. Two balls, one strike. Signals given. Coach Bournet, third base coach. Step back in, T.J. Bell. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Outside edge, knee high. Called strike. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 count, step back in. T.J. Bell, peering in looking at signals. Camden LaFuse, here's the 2-2. Low for ball three. Good block there by Richards. Kept it lateral to his right. No base trying to be taken there at home plate. Runners at first and second and third base. Looking out a stretch. Here comes the 3-2. Ground ball in the infield. Can be played by the second baseman. To throw to first base, ball's going to get by the first baseman, Owen Dowler. Ball was fielded by Colin Aguilano. Aguilano thought there was a base runner going to second. He was going to flip it to second base. By the time he turned back around, he had to hurry to flip to first base. Catchable, but not caught by Owen Dowler. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to have some adjustments with his offensive lineup.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
He's going to work right there at first base. T.J. Bell going to jog off the diamond. Entering the game to do the running is Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke wears number 10. He's a freshman. They get called for base running duties. And we'll mention Gerke. Gerke has been caught stealing one time. He stole, tried to steal once. He got caught for stealing. He's at first base now, working out a stretch, set position. Swing and a miss, Justin Brady. No balls, one strike. Runners at first and third base for the Knights. 7-2 ball game. Working from the stretch. Taking off for second base is Gerke. No throw to second base. He'll be at second base standing up. Second and third base. Justin Brady. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Four runs in here in the fourth inning for the Knights. Pitch comes in. Hit by pitch. Justin Brady. Encore presentation. He gets hit once again. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to make another adjustment in his lineup. Next batter in the lineup scheduled to be Tyler Fox. Justin Brady probably going to jog off the diamond here in one moment or two. Runners at first, second, and third base. Camden LeFue is going to lead the ball game. Gets a good hand clap. He's done quite well. They're going to bring to the ball game to the pitcher's mound. They're going to hand the ball to number 10, Zach Folk. Zach Folk, number 10, 63 and a third innings as of this far in the season. An ERA of 1.66. Zach Folk, 7 wins, 2 losses. This is appearance number 18. Zach Folk has walked 16. He struck out 53. He faced 268 batters. He'll warm up from a stretch. As we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter with the Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. I do want to mention right now, friend of mine, Tipton's football team, Tipton basketball team, he's a senior. He's having a get-together today. It's an open house. I texted him yesterday. I couldn't make it today because I'm here. He understands it perfectly. This particular person works well. He's going to go to Purdue next year in the fall. He's going to get that degree at Purdue. He's not going to play athletics. He'll probably play some intramural. That'll be fun. You know he could play if he wanted to. He's a good receiver, defensive back, and he led the Blue Devils in scoring this season. And what a gentleman. Nate Powell. I'm speaking of Nate Powell. I never met a kinder gentleman with the athletic ability that he has. And I tell you what, he is not conceited in one iota. That guy would say hello to anyone. That's Nate Powell. We wish him the best at Purdue as he goes there to get an education. He'll travel over from Tipton, but tonight he's having an open house for his senior year. He's a graduate, and they tell me he's in the top 10% in his class, and I don't doubt it one bit. And I'm a pretty good gentleman for sure. Stepping in, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks enters the lineup. Left-handed batter, first pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Keaton Brooks in the ball game is batting in place of Tyler Fox. Batting in the seventh position. Peering in, looking at signals, is Folk. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, third base side. If you field it, a throw to home plate. Wide of home plate. Trying to get the force out. The throw comes in wide of Corbin Richards. There'll be a throwing error, and the Knights come up with another run. 9-2 ball game. Coach Bordenay going to make another adjustment. Coach Bordenay going to empty his bench. Going to give every guy an opportunity to play. Keaton Brooks. Going to be a fielder's choice. And coming off the diamond from second base is Justin Brady. Going out to do the running for Brady is number 4, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner, a sophomore by class. That's batting to step in. Number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick, the right fielder. Cade Minnick steps in, batting 261, left-handed batter's box. First pitch to Minnick, low for ball one. So Knights still have bases loaded. Bottom of the fourth inning. Doing the pitching, Zach Folk came in relief this inning. Swung on to take a drive to right center field. Let me call for by the right fielder. He'll make the catch. They'll tag from third base. It's going to be a sacrifice fly and an RBI off the bat of Tate Minnick. The Knights come in to score. Sixth run here in the bottom of the fourth.
I'm adding the pitcher, number 33.
9-2 ball game. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter. Still pitcher of record, Bryn Robbins. Going to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Two out. Runners at first and third base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Falk, here's a pitch. He'll foul one back out of play, right side. Keaton Brooks made it to second base. He'll jog back. No balls, one strike, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, 7 RBI on the season. He scored 22 runs. He's walked 10 times. Step back in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Zach Folk. Taking off of second base. Pitch comes in, called strike. Keaton Brooks safe at second base, no throw. Runners at second and third base. 0-2 count to Robbins. Runners in scoring position. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, line drive rope to left field. Going to get the grass. Picked up there in left field by Braden Huggins. 2 runs coming to score for the Knights. Coming in to score right there. Elsner. Ian Brooks.
I'm adding the second base for number 12. Hold
8 on. Runs in. Here's the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. 359 in the right-handed batter's box. 464 on base. Runner at first base for the Knights. Pickoff move. Back safety. Head first, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins electing to go with those batting gloves. That'll keep your hands safe. That's a good way to go for a pitcher. Working out a set. Falk. Pitch comes in. Strike call. Owen Munn, watch it go by. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. 2 out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Knights have 8 runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Pickoff move, back safely. Pretty close play right there. Bryn Robbins. Pretty quick tag by Owen Dowler. Dowler has that big first baseman glove with tremendous girth. 14-inch, I do believe, is a max. Working out a stretch and out a set. Pickoff move, back safely. Bryn Robbins getting a workout. Right-handed batter's box, Owen Munn. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Falk. Swung on, the pop one to the outfield. Going to be called for by the right fielder to come in and make the catch. He used that right hand to trap it in there. They'll make the play. Number 11, Braden Hoggins. The Knights are out of the inning. Knights come up with 8 runs. On the scoreboard in the hit department, Knights have 7. Union City have 5. At the end of 4 innings, it's 11-2, Knights in front. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention final regular season poll for number 8. It's poll number 8. It's May 23rd. It's came out. This is Class 1A, top 10 in 1A. We'll mention 7 of the 10 in top 10 are still going in regional activity. At number 1, it's Borden. Borden had 212 votes. They're at number 1. They're 22-6. At number 2, it's Bar-Reeve. Bar-Reeve, 194 votes, 19-6. They're at number 2. Borden and Bar-Reed, number one and number two, played today at 12:30. They may be still playing now. That's at Lagodi, at the Lagodi Regional. Number three position, it's Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, the 148 votes. They're 23-6. They're at number three. At number four, it's South Central. South Central High School, 16-7. They're at number four. At number five, it's Union City. The Union City Indians, they're at number five on the season. They are 18-6. At number six position, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian, first out of the top six I just read. They're out of the tournament. Number seven is Riverton Park. Riverton Park at number seven, Knights eliminated them last weekend. At number eight, it's Lagodi. Lagodi out of the tournament. At number nine is Caston. Caston High School, they're 19-6. They're at number nine, they're still going. At number 10, it's Fremont. Fremont at 21-9, they're at number 10, and they're still going. We'll mention receiving votes, Cowan, Hauser, Indianapolis Lutheran, Jackson Dell, Morgan Township, North Babies, Rising Sun, Rossville, Shackamack, Springs Valley, Tecumseh, Washington Township, and Westdale. All receiving votes. Stepping into bat, Union City. Right here in the batter. The Indians going to step in. Top of the fifth inning. Working in right there. Pitch comes in. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Right here in the batter. Step back in. Tap the plate. Here comes a whine from Bryn Robbins. Swung on. Foul ball right there at home plate. In the batter's box, Colin Anguiano. Colin Anguiano plays second base. Where's number one? Anguiano, 280 on base percentage. He scored nine runs. He's got four RBI. He's got three doubles on the season. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Anguiano, right-handed batter. Facing the righty. Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins working in the top of the fifth. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, swinging a miss. So go down swinging. One out in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. He's doing the pitching now. He came on in relief last inning. Number 10, Zach Folk. Zach Folk, left-handed batter. Zach Folk. Stepping in, 375, left-handed batter's box, 457 on base. Step back in, here comes a whine from Robbins. Backdoor curveball, misses low and away. Zach Falk, where's number 10? He scored 24 runs on the season. He got 30 hits off of that left-handed batter's box bat. He's going to pop one up skyward. Called for by third baseman Billy Owens. Billy Owens traps it in the glove for the second out. He'll jog off the diamond. Next batter, number 15, Jude Connor. Jude Connor batted 273. 374 on base percentage. He's got 20 runs. He has scored himself. He's got 21 hits. He's got 9 RBI, 6 doubles. First pitch comes in, strike called. Right-handed batter, Jude Connor, wears number 15 in the red jersey. Pitch comes in, misses. Just misses. Count goes 1-1. Some umpires, you're allowed a mulligan once in a while. Here comes a 1-1. Low for ball two. Two balls, one strike, Jude Connor. Plays third base. Where's number 15? You're going to step back in. Right-handed batter's box. A little moisture on the fingertips. Just step back to the rubber now. Bryn Robbins. Here comes the 2-1. Outside of ball. Kent goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. You're going to step back in. Here comes a wind from Robbins. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Step back in now. 3-2 count. Working out of the windup, Brent Robbins, the 3-2. Swung on, base hit to left field. The drop in front of center fielder Tyler Fox. He'll hit the cutoff. Evan Gienhart, 1-1. Base hit off the bat of Jude Connor. One aboard, two out. Next batter to step in, Camden Lafuse. Camden Lafuse, as mentioned, leads the team in home run department with 3. Pretty lanky young man, pretty solid swing. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Camden Lafuse, left-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. 1-1. Top of the 5th inning. 2 out, 1-run reward. Jude Connor at first base. Swung on, nice stroke to center field. Base hit off the bat of Lafuse. Runners at first and second base. Played right there by Tyler Fox.
I'm batting number 14, Corbin Bauer.
They're going to call timeout for just a moment. Thought they might have a runner for Lafuse. He's going to run for himself. 13 runs on the roster for Union City. I said 13 players, I should say, on the roster. Stepping in, the four-hitter. Right across the dish, thigh high, called strike. Brendan Wright. Brendan Wright, number 4. We'll double check here. Owen Dowler, number 14. Ground ball on the infield. Will be fielded by Justin Brady. He'll flip it to Brent Robbins. He'll get the put out. Just barely. Dowler runs it out. It was a close play, but a nice call by the first base umpire. The Union City comes up with no runs. They come up with 2 hits. No errors in the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the 5th inning. 11-2 ball game. The hit department tied up at 7 each. Thank you for listening. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. It's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. Stepping in the back for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch. Base hit up the middle. Good stroke right there. Got himself aboard to center field. Evan Gienhart with another base hit on the season.
How about in the left fielder number
2? Evan Gienhart is aboard. It's better to step in. Ben Mazur. Bottom of the 5th inning, 11-2. Evan Gienhart, pickoff move, first base. Safe at first base is the call. Pretty close play right there. Good snap move. Out of a set position for Zach Folk. He'll peer and look at signals and check first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ben Mazur, well aware of the curveball. Ben Mazur, probably going to be seeing that curveball from Ben later on this evening. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Folk. Swung on, if they could drive to center field. Going to back him up. Going to get back to the warning track. Going to be caught right there on the warning track. And Evan Gienhart going to go to home plate. They're going to try to get to play at home plate, safe at home, and the Knights going to walk off the diamond 12-2. Game's going to be complete. We'll mention the final score, Knights 12, Union City Indians 2. We'll mention the final game this evening, going to feature Rossville and Lafayette Central Catholic. That game slated to start at 7:30 p.m. We'll go back, make some more notes. We'll come back to the second game. We thank my wife back home, sound check, and we thank you for listening. Please tune in. We'll start about 7:15 with the pregame. As mentioned, final game tonight will happen at 7:30. We hope you'll listen to PutMeInSports.com, and we thank you for listening. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.